to Carl Lewis with the Sports Showdown.
Breakfast with Refilo and Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Carl, good morning. So excited to have you back. How are you today?
I'm good. I also want to confirm that Wheel of Time is really good. I've been enjoying it, getting into the lore and stuff.
Okay.
And also another good thing to watch is the Ultimate Girls Trip from The Real Housewives. It's really good.
Really? Content. Okay.
So I never knew. They basically have one or two housewives from each franchises, because, you know, these numerous franchises.
Yes.
And they go on a trip together. And I thought I was going to be underwhelmed, but wow, it was the content I needed. So
I'm impressed. Okay, so talk to me. So Ultimate Girls Trip, is it a reality as well?
Yes. Okay. So it has Kyle Richards
from Beverly Hills, yes.
Kenya Moore and Cynthia Bailey from Atlanta.
Nice.
Luann and Ramona from New York.
Yes.
And then there's Teresa and Melissa from New Jersey. It really works out.
That's very cool. And so I don't have to know all the storylines.
No.
They just call
you don't,
oh, thank
you
goodness,
don't.
Because I don't watch some of them, you know, like Potomac. Okay. Listen, you're here to talk about sports, not reality shows. Okay, one of the rising sports, chess, is booming. I'm so glad my nerdhood of childhood is finally getting
yes.
its time in the sun.
Yes, chess is going through an absolute massive boom. So currently, right now, the World Chess Championship is being contested between Norway's Magnus Carlsen and Russia's Ian Nepomniachtchi. I sort of got that right.
Sound good.
So basically, before it's happening as we speak in Dubai, at the Dubai Expo. But since the pandemic, you know, chess has gone wild. So chess.com is the leading online platform. It had about 30 million members before the pandemic. By February 2021, it had 57 million. Today, it's nearing 76 million registered players. And obviously, the Queen's Gambit was absolutely huge. So in the 5 weeks after the Queen's Gambit got released on Netflix, sales of chess went
That's
up 80%,
right.
And books skyrocketed by 600%. So chess is going through a really good time, and you can also keep up with the World Chess Championship. It's tied at the moment. It's a round of 14. They're playing 14 matches. There's €2 million up for grabs, and it's tied at 2.5 points. So it's the best out of 14, I think. So
right.
Keep an eye on that in the news.
I definitely will. And then the Women's Tennis Association is brave and should be supported. Why is that?
Yes, I'm absolutely blown away by the Women's Tennis Association. You obviously heard that they suspended all events in China in light of the treatment of tennis star Peng Shuai. So for
right.
me, why it matters, the WTA is the first major sports organization to actually push back against the Chinese government. I mean, we've seen how timid the IOC have been with that kind of staged video.
Mm.
Last year, or the year before, rather, the NBA apologized for some of the things that, a general manager at the Houston Rockets, he mentioned something about human rights. They actually apologized because they knew if China's upset, it's going to affect our revenue. And so, you know, lots of these organizations cower to these governments. But I'm really impressed with WTA for standing the ground, and it will cost them.
It will cost them dearly, but they're talking about a life here, you know. And you're right. Actually, I've seen the chairman. He's been very firm about the statements, being like, look, we don't buy that video or whatever. I have lost you, Carl.
In a world where we tiptoe around these issues, especially when there's big money involved, to see an organization leading away, because, I mean, if Peng Shuai was my daughter, I would assume the worst. So for me, I really have to give them credit. And I think as supporters of this, we should really get behind the WTA, because for me, it's seriously brave that they're sacrificing their pocket.
Fantastic. Then Trevor Ntakane's transfer opens up. Opens up some questions around the Springboks and their incentive to stay in South Africa.
Yes.
Why
so,
is that?
So Trevor Ntakane, he's moving to France. Big money move. Big money move to France. And then it got Jack White talking about, is it really worth it? It was a no-brainer for the Bulls to let go of Trevor Ntakane. Firstly, they get a 5 million rand transfer fee that that the French club willingly paid. But he was basically saying that the Springboks, with their schedule, they might only be available for 5 to 6 games during the year. So basically, they get a transfer fee for Nyakane. They get him his big contract off their books. So in financial terms, it makes sense for them. However, he also mentioned, hey, how is this going to affect if our best players aren't playing in South Africa, they're all playing overseas. But my view is, I'm very happy for our best players to play overseas, and firstly, to earn their money, because that's their job. But also, you look at the evidence. You look at Chesan Colby, Faf de Klerk, guys who have played overseas, they've actually improved their play. And I feel our players develop much better overseas than they do here in South Africa. So for me, it's not ideal that we don't have our best players sometimes playing South Africa. However, I do think it helps in the bigger picture of South African rugby in terms of player development and their skill set being uplifted.
All right. Sounds very promising. Thank you so much to you, Carl. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you very much for the recommendations for TV. Ultimate Girls Trip. I will not soon forget that this was your recommendation, Carl. It better be good, and I'm sure it will be, as everything that you always share with us is. Thanks a lot. Hey. Have a great weekend. Bye. Carl Lewis, there's the head of content at bet.co.za.